With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Several Israeli media outlets are reporting the death toll from Hamas's wide-ranging incursion into Israel has risen to 600. There has been no official confirmation of the number of Israeli deaths since the fighting erupted early Saturday. Amanda Kleinman, the senior cantor of the Westchester Reform Temple in Scarsdale, New York, says the synagogue condemns the Hamas attacks inside Israel.
We stand with Israel in this war of self-defense, and we'll continue to do all we can to lend support, strength, allyship, and the collective prayers of our congregation and the Westchester Jewish community.
Palestinian officials say more than 300 people have been killed in Gaza. Also on SRNews.com, former President Trump's civil fraud trial will continue this week after he lost a bid to postpone it.
Trump wanted to halt the trial while he fights a pre-trial ruling that could strip him of control of such assets as Trump Tower. An appeals judge rebuffed the request for a pause, but agreed that control over the holdings will stay as is for now. The trial resumes on Tuesday with the former president's longtime finance chief on the witness stand. Trump has denied wrongdoing, arguing that some of his assets are worth far more than what's listed on the statements. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Taliban government spokesperson says the death toll from strong earthquakes that shook western Afghanistan has jumped to more than 2,000. Villages have been destroyed. Hundreds of civilians have been buried under the debris while calling for urgent help. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. Local residents began lying their lost friends to rest with the funeral of a married couple who had attended the wake. This is SRN News. A flag dispute is resolved in Illinois.
The City Council of Galesburg voted 5-2 in favor of allowing a pro-life flag to be flown in front of City Hall. A gay pride flag went up over the summer, and pro-life advocates used that fact to make their argument. The rainbow flag was actually on display for the entire month of June. Knox County Right to Life threw its weight behind the flag effort. The Supreme Court recently ruled that cities must offer equal access to their flagpoles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the Pope presides over a major synod this month, the percentage of people who are Catholic in the country closest to him declines. Nearly 80% of the population of Italy professes themselves Catholic, but for the majority, it's an affiliation in name and tradition with little adherence to doctrine or practice. Fewer than 20% of Italian Catholics attended service at least once a week. And most say they're not hostile to religious practice, just indifferent. This is SRN News. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler says by leading an effort last week to vote down a GOP-initiated continuing resolution, colleague Matt Gaetz of Florida forced Republicans to have to enter into a bipartisan resolution in the House rather than deal with the Senate.
We could have passed a CR that would have cut spending 8%, that would have enacted border security, and negotiated with Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader from New York, at the very moment that New York is crumbling due to the migrant crisis.
Lawler tells the Salem Radio Network the Republican resolution would have forced Senator Schumer to make a choice: shut down the government or shut down the border. When a small restaurant unexpectedly goes viral on TikTok or other social media, the sudden demand can be overwhelming. Owners have to adapt on the fly, revamping operations to quickly serve a crush of people. More details at srnnews.com.